A very good morning, Be'ah 56:13. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zarah Nun Beis, Avodah Zarah 52b, pagination is 104. We'll start from the sixth line of the page. Ba'amine Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul me Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi ben Shaul asked the following question of Rebbe. Kalim sheshimshu bohen beveis chanyo. The vessels that were used in Beis Chanyo, Mahu Shayishtam Shubahem Beves HaMikdash. Would they then be permitted to be used in the Beis HaMikdash? What was Beis Chanyo? So Rashi tells us that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a person, Chanyo, who wanted to be the Kohen Gadol, but he didn't get it. His brother got it. And he went off and built his own Beis HaMikdash wannabe in Mitzrayim, in Egypt. And his Beis HaMikdash is known by his name as Beis Chanyo. I use the word Beis HaMikdash quite liberally, but that's what he did. So he had his own acts of service over there. And our question over here is if the vessels that were used there can be used in the Beis HaMikdash. V'kami bo'ilei. And naturally, I'm asking the question, Aliba demanda Omar, according to the opinion that Beis Chanyo lav Beis Avodas Kochavim hi, that it's not considered idol worship. We're assuming, working assumption, that this Beis Chanyo was intended for Hashem, and the only thing they were doing wrong was you can't make a Beis HaMikdash wherever you want because you were ousted. But fundamentally, they were trying to serve Hashem, and it was not idol worship. And therefore, my question is, can you use the vessels from Beis Chanyo in the Beis HaMikdash? Ditnan, as we learned, Kohanim sheshimshu beveis Chanyo lo yishamshu b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim. The Kohanim that served in Beis Chanyo are not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim. The real Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ena tzorech loma ledavar acher. And certainly, if someone served Avodah Zarah, he cannot then come and be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, Kohanim hu dekan sinhu rabbanon, was this legislation only against Kohanim? Mishum debnei deyaninu, because he willingly, intentionally did the service. And he's a person, so he becomes objectionable. Avokelim lo, but vessels that were used by somebody, they didn't do anything, they don't want from anything. Why can't you use the vessels? Why would they make a legislation against the vessels? Odumo lo shana, or maybe the vessels are also included in this rabbinic legislation to distance them and not use them in the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei asurim hein. Rebbe answered, they're forbidden. You cannot use the vessels from Beis Chanyo in the Beis HaMikdash. O mikra haya biyodenu. And we had a posuk that was related to this. Vishachach nuhu. And we forgot which posuk it was that we had on this topic that was quite related. So this is the first piece of the Gemara on this topic. Question of the vessels of Beis Chanyo. The Kohanim of Beis Chanyo are not acceptable in the Beis HaMikdash of Yerushalayim. But what about the vessels? And we're acknowledging that Beis Chanyo is different than Avodah Zarah. It's a service to Hashem. And in fact, the statement was, if he worked in Beis Chanyo, and for sure, if he worked for idol worship. Beis Chanyo was not idol worship. It's a different category. But the question remained, what about the vessels? Was the legislation against that too? And Rebbe says, yes. And we had a pasuk that was related to it, which we forgot. Continues the Gemara. Eisve, I have a question. Kol ha-kelim asher hizniach ha-melech ochaz b'malchusa b'ma'alo. All the different vessels that King Ahaz, a wicked Jewish king, in the first Beis HaMikdash, and he took over with idol worship. All of those vessels, heichanu vehikdashnu, we prepared them and we sanctified them. My love, one would think, heichanu, when it says we prepared them, da'at v'linhu, we put them in mikvah because they had been defiled and we want to refresh them, so to speak, from the avodah zarah. Hikdashnu, when it says we made them holy, da'akdish ninhu, that we put the Shemen HaMishcha on it once again, so that it should be sanctified. Now, Rashi points out, mid'oraisa, you don't have to do anything, because you can't defile something that's not yours, and these things belong to the Beis HaMikdash, and an individual, even the king, has no right to defile them and designate them for Avodah Zarah. So you don't really have to re-anoint them. But that's what they did. What do you see? Apparently, even though they were used for Avodah Zarah, you're still able to use them for the Beis HaMikdash. You just had to do some sort of refresh, it seems. Amalei, Rebbe responded, Baruch atah l'shamayim, blessed are you to heaven. Wow, I really appreciate what you just did for me. You think you were bringing a proof to the other side. Shechzartali avedosi, you returned my lost thing to me. I was remembering that there was a pasuk that was related to this topic, and I couldn't remember what the pasuk was. We have a tradition about that very pasuk that you are saying is a proof to you, to support your question that maybe the vessels should indeed be available to be brought into the Beis HaMikdash, even though they were used for some other service, because vessels are different than Kohanim who served. I'm telling you, that's not pshat, that's not the explanation of that pasuk. This is our tradition. Heichanu, to prepare, sheganzanum, that they put them into geniza, what we call Seamus. They removed them. They put them into a private place that they should not get used. V'ikdashnu, and we sanctified them, not them that we sanctified. She'ikdashnu acherim tachteyim. We sanctified other vessels in their place. So Rebbe clearly is learning this pasuk in a totally different way. It's not going on the vessels that were defiled. It's going on putting away the vessels that were defiled and designating new vessels in their place. Now, of course, the obvious challenge over here is how to translate the word heichanu. Heichanu, the way we were translating, meant to prepare them. Perhaps there's a different way to understand heichanu. We put them away, or something like that. I did find in the Targum, in the Navi with Mefarshim, the Targum writes, Takenena Yason, we fixed them, Vitamarna Yason, and then we hid them, Vizamenena Choranin Chilufeihon, and we designated others in their place. Now, that seems to be exactly how Rebbe is understanding the pasuk, except that he's using the word takenina. We fixed them before we put them away, which prompts a fairly obvious question. If something is going to be put in geniza anyway, in shemos anyway, do we fix it up? Do we make it look neat? Or we just dump it? And I think after thinking about it, it's clear that you would neaten it up. You would caress it. If, Rachmana Litzlan, there was a Sefer Torah that was defiled and it's beyond repair, certainly we would fix it up, neaten it up as best as we can, put a cover on it, and very respectfully put it into geniza. Now, you could ask, why bother? It's not going to be used again anyway. Just dump it. And obviously, that question is silly. It's a sacred object. We're going to treat it with dignity. on a different topic. God forbid a person's body is very badly mutilated. Also, the Chevra Kadisha is going to spend time and as best as they can make the person totally presentable and takenina, we fix things up before we put them into geniza, so to speak. Of course. And perhaps that's what it means over here. Rebbe is not saying that the word heichanu doesn't mean to prepare, but it's not preparing it for use in the Beis HaMikdash. Rebbe holds we will not use those kelim. Rebbe says heichanu, perhaps like this targum, that we would fix it. They would put it into mikvah, perhaps, to undo the defiling that Ochaz did. But after all of their preparations, it's still going to go into geniza. And that's all that Rebbe pointed out in terms of psak. Ultimately, you're not going to use those same vessels moving forward in the Beis HaMikdash. There is another case on the daf, which is the case of the stones of the Mizbeach in the time of Chanukah. And the Gemara tells us, Gonzu Beis Chashmonoi Esavnei HaMizbeach, those stones were hidden away after they were defiled by the Syrian Greeks, and there was a special room in the Beis HaMikdash that housed them. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.